This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Los Angeles Clippers have been a high-end wild card the past few seasons, and their big three each carried massive question marks heading into the season, and against the odds, all three of them paid off substantially. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, Sports Ethos presentation, hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Tomorrow we're going to sneak in a Saturday episode covering the Denver Nuggets, and today we are covering the Los Angeles Clippers. BetOnline is your number one source for all of your sport betting needs this season, from baseball to golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today to get in the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Just want to remind NBA fantasy pass holders that you guys are getting all of these team reviews, but in much more comprehensive nature and all sorts of amazing fantasy nuggets. I said it the other day. It's like, I think you guys can win your leagues this upcoming season just by reading those. So check out Mike Pastor, Kesson Paul, Mark Camaro, and many more giving you their comprehensive reviews of everything that we're talking about here. With that out of the way, let me welcome in Steve, Dr. A. Alexander. I almost want to make this like an Oklahoma City episode, and then as we're doing pre-production here, then I wanted to make it a Philadelphia Sixers episode, because basically Paul George for both issues. So I want to clear the deck for you, sir. Are there any Clippers takes that you just need to fire out into the ether before we start hacking away at this thing?
Well, I think between Phoenix and the Clippers, we kind of saw that you can't just throw any three big names together and have it work. There's got to be time spent together. There's got to be teamwork. There's got to be confidence, trust, all that stuff. And I don't know what was going on with the Clippers, but it was funny, because I think at the beginning of the season, we're like, oh, my God, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden all together. What could possibly go right in this scenario? And then at one point in the season, they started playing well. And I was like, ooh, maybe this is going to work. I mean, there was a minute there where they looked like one of the best teams in the league. And then it all just faded away and went away. And they just ended up being a mess. The only thing I care about Clippers-wise right now is that mini-series that's streaming right now called Clipped, which is going over the Donald Sterling ownership scandal, like those 3 days of chaos in Clipperland. Brew, have you watched that at all?
No, and I need to. And it was really, really interesting. Like, I was at that time sort of at the peak of my reporting for NBA stuff, and I was doing a lot of national stuff, and I had just finished with the Kings relocation story. And so I was dialed in with Kevin Johnson's, local apparatus here in Sacramento. And that was, he was brought in, Kevin Johnson, by the NBA Players Association to start kind of being the face of their, we want this guy out of here. You know, that whole time frame when Doc Rivers was speaking out. And then Kevin Johnson was appearing, I forget where, it was like down in LA somewhere on the steps of something, just sort of talking about this thing. And I was getting just fed like real time intel about how that was all going down. And it was all just very, very weird to be a part of. And I just got sucked into that universe. And then shortly after that, Kevin Johnson started going through his own issues and immediately kind of got canceled in his own right. So that was just a very weird time, I think, in my own personal NBA journalism experience to just watch all these people going in and out of these big tectonic plates shifting. Okay, hey, this Clippers thing got interesting here for a second. I'll watch that. Is it good, Steve?
Doc Rivers is played by Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, wow.
And Donald Sterling is played by Ed O'Neill. Al Bundy. So wrap your head around all that. And I mean, if I don't even know if it's good or not. I do know they're catching a lot of heat because there's a lot of basketball players in this film, obviously, in this miniseries. And, you know, the Lakers miniseries that we saw the last couple of years, those actors that they hired to play those players were pretty good. Similar, like they were similar looking people. Like you could buy that the guy playing Magic Johnson was Magic Johnson or whatever. These guys they have acting as players in this Clippers series is sort of like the Clippers themselves. It's a mess. These guys look nothing like their counterparts. Like the Chris Paul actor looks nothing like Chris Paul.
Who's playing Blake Griffin?
Some guy that looks absolutely nothing like Blake Griffin. So J. Alphonse Nicholson is playing Chris Paul. Sheldon Bailey is playing DeAndre Jordan. And I don't see, dang it. I can't tell you the name of the guy that's playing Blake Griffin, but I guarantee you, you've never heard of him.
I didn't expect the players to
Austin,
get any run in
Austin Scott.
I thought you were
Austin
gonna go.
Scott.
Like, Austin Brian Davis from like whatever that guy's name is from Beverly Hills 90210. No, I mean like
Austin Green.
Yeah, is he playing Blake Griffin? Is that what's going on?
No, actually, they've got famous people playing Donald Sterling and Doc Rivers, and then everybody else is pretty much.
I didn't know that this episode was going to get interesting. I really looked at this thing and was like, this is going to suck. The Clippers episode's gonna suck, but that sounds fascinating. I mean, Fishburne as Doc Rivers. That alone seems worth. And then Ed O'Neill. My God, I grew up with Ed O'Neill. Anybody my age or above grew up with Ed O'Neill.
So it's entertaining. I mean, it's at least you should watch it. Being an NBA guy and all.
All right, show's over, guys. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, okay. So as I said early on, they really did. All three guys, Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden, all of them beat their ADP easily. And each of the three were very risky. Like, I don't think you went into drafting those guys thinking you had a better than 50% chance of it working out. I think when they fell to you and they were sitting there, you were like, I got to do it because what if it actually pans out? And then the what if, I mean, for one of them to pan out, sure. Two of them to pan out, okay, that's very unlikely, but yeah, it could happen. And all three to pan out. I mean, of course, they really did bench Russell Westbrook in this equation, and good for them. 22.5 minutes for Russell Westbrook. This was clearly a decision that, Russ, it ain't happening here. Like, you are definitely guy off the bench, and you are definitely not getting the ball a ton. I don't know if it's as simple as that, but Kawhi Leonard finished as the number six player in 9 cat leagues. Great Kawhi Leonard numbers, then crumbled heading into the playoffs. And that's got to be a terrible sign, right? Like, Kawhi Leonard, let's ask the question this way. Like, what's going to happen in the next two seasons for him?
Well, all the good jives and all the good vibes, not jibes, all the good vibes and the juju that we had from Kawhi Leonard actually playing a whole season, sort of like you said just now, took a huge hit because he got hurt at the end of the season and then didn't play in the playoffs and same old Kawhi crap that we're used to. But people who auto drafted or took flyers on old guys, if somebody jokingly went out and said, "Hey, I'm gonna draft a team of older guys who don't play a lot of games, and see what happens," and they ended up with Anthony Davis and LeBron James and James Harden and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, they came out of it pretty dang well. So, but all the good vibes that we got from Kawhi for playing all those games and not being a rest guy and not being a load management guy all kind of went away now that he's hurt.
So he and Paul George both sort of appeared in the, and I think some people did take him in the late second. Like that happened. I think Paul George more than Kawhi Leonard is what I noticed. And then the ADP numbers are kind of all over the place with that. So end of the second, early third, you know, you were staring at these guys and they've got the big potential to do exactly what they did. Like now that they did that, you know, Kawhi, I think, is in a different boat than Paul George. Kawhi's already been paid, and we'll probably spend a little bit of time on the Clippers' overall situation as a team. And I think it is pretty relevant for how we evaluate these guys going forward. But Kawhi's already paid. Kawhi's paid a ton, you know, $50 million in 26-27, Kawhi Leonard, and couldn't play in the playoffs this season. So he's been paid, and he just had this terrible event occur where he couldn't be out there on the floor for his team. I feel like he'll probably dip, let's assume Paul George stays in Clipperland. That's a big assumption right now. It feels like Kawhi's going to be the one of the two that falls further because of that injury situation being so in everybody's face. Does he fall to the fourth round this season? Or does he stay tucked into the third?
I bet you people take him in the third. I'm personally not drafting James Harden, Paul George, or Kawhi Leonard. In fact, I just turned on a James Bond movie that I'm checking out while you're talking about the Clippers. No, I'm just kidding. Not drafting any of these clowns.
Let's pose the question. If Kawhi Leonard's there in the fourth round, is it still somebody else's problem?
It is for me. I'm not doing it.
I mean,
I mean, even when he made it through the whole season, it just didn't feel right. So no, I don't trust the guy at all.
Rounds two through four are really just so crazy when it comes to fantasy leagues because it is just stocked full of these kinds of risks, and you can get a first round talent in the fourth round or in the third round or whatever. Let's go fourth here to just keep it a little bit more realistic. You get a first round talent in the fourth round, but you could also get a big fat zero and blow a hole into your fantasy team doing that. Let's spin into what's going on with them as a whole. Cause I mean, before we got on the show, producer Andre Lemos was sharing reporting that it occurred on the ESPN pod, the Hoop Collective, where this is classic NBA stuff where like, Paul or probably Joel Embiid may have met sort of run into NBA reporter Tim Bontemps in the bathroom and gotten word that Paul George was going to be on the set. So Joel Embiid might have, and maybe, I don't know, the details we could be playing the game of telephone here. So don't shoot me if I get this wrong, but like he knew that Paul George was on the set, and because NBA players, I don't think they can commit tampering. I don't know that to be 100% true, but I think that's probably mostly true. Like, so if anybody's going to go do the tampering, it's the players. And he forced his way onto the set and then made his little pitch to Paul George on air. Now, the question for Steve Ballmer and, you know, the Clippers franchise at large, which just made this massive bet on Paul George, you know, a few seasons back. And when we talk about massive bet, we're talking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and then a pick that turned into Jalen Williams. These are not nothing things. These are really big deals. And you've really, really put your franchise in a spot. I can't see them letting Paul George get away, but, you know, you're also looking at this if you're Los Angeles and saying, okay, we've seen these guys together for a couple years now. They can never stay healthy. It may not even work if they do stay healthy. Maybe we just cut our losses and we let them sign somewhere else. And you've got Philly, who's desperate for this Paul or the Joel Embiid window, you know, to pan out. Paul George could leave the Clippers, and the Clippers could be kind of with nothing to show for this big bet that they just made. And they're heading into a new arena. So I just think it's fascinating from like a money and a basketball perspective. And by the way, Steve Ballmer's hilarious and, you know, involved with this thing. And will he even want to lose? And does he have any influence in this? Or is this a purely Paul George situation? So Paul George, top eight finish in fantasy league. Same principles apply as Kawhi, where, you know, there he was low for, it was in the 25s range of drafts available for a reason, because he wasn't able to stay healthy. He did stay healthy. He did well. When you look at Paul George, assuming he stays with the Clippers, do you think he gets drafted in the late second or the early third round? You've already said that you won't take him. I want to get your sense on where he gets drafted, and I want to ask a follow-up after that.
Yeah, he's going to go late second, early third. I mean, that's just who he is. And people are less leery of Paul George going down long-term than they are Kawhi Leonard, although there's not a huge difference to me. And Steve Ballmer, his involvement in all this, like to your point, like he's the most involved owner in the league, I think. And I mean, for years, they let basketball people make decisions for the Clippers, and it never really worked out very well. So now if the owner wants to make all the decisions himself, which I feel like he's doing, then so be it. But, you know, if this whole thing blows up like you're talking about, and they ended up, you know, not having Jalen Williams because of this, that's a bad look.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's real. And when you consider the ages of these two players, 33 for Kawhi Leonard, can't play in the playoffs. 34 for Paul George. Kawhi is going to be paid for the next three seasons, and Paul George is going to get a four-year deal in the ballpark of $200 million. This is massive. I mean, you're talking about players getting into the age 37 and 38, you know, bracket with these deals, and they haven't, it's like right now it's bad. I mean, what about this in a year? I think that unless Steve Ballmer's completely kind of crazy, doesn't want to lose, you know, chasing his bad bet, you know, that kind of stuff. If Ballmer doesn't have the say and can't push this through like that, and find some like path, maybe he can convince himself like, hey, we're going to give these guys a bunch of money. And then like, we'll only compete for 2 years, and we'll just know that we're bad in the third, and then clear the deck in the fourth and work it that way. Maybe he can talk himself into it. Otherwise you go, yeah, you got to let Paul George walk, because we can't mortgage the future for 3 years and, you know, be that kind of like, you know, you're just walking off the side of a cliff and knowingly doing so. So I don't know.
They had SGA in 2018 too, man. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah. It's, they just, you know, they chased it. And here's the other thing. Kawhi wanted Paul George. So Kawhi, in essence, forced that trade, and now you have this dynamic where Paul George can do whatever Paul George wants to do. And, you know, Paul George being out there on the telecast is actually no surprise, too. He wants to raise that profile, get this free agency discussion kicked up and make sure he gets the best deal possible. So, I mean, no, the writing seems to be on the wall one way or another. But here was the follow up question. Paul George goes to Philly. Where do you think he gets drafted and where do you think he should be selected?
I don't think it changes anything.
He's still going to go that high.
I think so. I mean, he's going to have to deal with Embiid and Maxey for shots, but he's still Paul George. He's still, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just have this feeling about him that it doesn't matter where you put him, he's still going to be Paul George.
He did that in Oklahoma City, where he had a great top five-ish, top seven-ish season. And was next to Russell Westbrook, you know, the volume machine.
Andre just pointed out, like, what if Paul George signs with Oklahoma City and he goes back there and plays with SGA and all those guys and wins a title? Can you imagine?
Oh, that's great. Oh, I think that would be awesome. And I think he should do it. I think sometimes hilarity is the best path. That just blew my mind. Thank you, Andre, for breaking my brain mid-show. Yeah, while I get it together over here, I'm going to actually run a little advertisement. Follow all of our online accounts here on Twitter and such, at Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A, at Aaron Bruski, A-R-O-N-B-R-U-S-K-I, at Ethos Fantasy NBA, Ethos Fantasy NFL, and Ethos Fantasy BB. Follow them all so you can get free NBA content. That's one reason. You get the blurb feed. It's the best thing going in the industry today. And then also keep an eye out for promo stuff for the NFL Draft Guide and the All Sport Fantasy Pass is your way to get everything under one roof. Get it for an incredible price. It's probably about half the price you'll pay in a couple of years now. And you keep that price as long as your membership is active. So yeah, you know, the way I want to pivot with this Clippers discussion is somebody has to get the fantasy value, even with a Kawhi Paul George combo, because when you get to the back end of this rotation, there's just not anything going on. Like, you got Terrence Mann not producing anything at all. You got PJ Tucker not producing anything at all. You know, the closest thing to production that you're seeing is Ivica Zubac. And theoretically you could look at a Russell Westbrook. So like James Harden, who essentially, you know, he's a free agent. There's kind of a wink nod thing going on, you know, with him and the Clippers. That, you know, deal, whatever it comes back as, is probably going to be the best deal that James Harden can get. So he's the likely guy to slide into this third spot. But really, it could even be better than that. If Paul George goes, like, what do you think about a big time James Harden season this upcoming year?
How old is big game James? Yeah, he's going to be 35.
He's old.
The beard's going to be gray this year. He's probably going to be using Just for Men to fix that. I don't know. I'm not messing with him, but if Paul George goes somewhere else and James Harden and Kawhi Leonard are free to kind of roam, just the two of them, Harden's going to put up big numbers. I mean, he can still play. He can still a great assist guy. He reminds me of Luka a little bit. He looks like he's moving in slow motion, but he's really not. How high can James Harden be? Will he be drafted? I mean, I don't think he's going higher than round two in any fantasy league, and I certainly would not take him there. I think round three or four is where he should be going, and even then, I think that's a stretch.
That's actually, we were getting him in round five at times last year. Round four, pretty consistent. In fact, taking him in round three sometimes, it wasn't comfortable. I mean, and I'm the last person to, like, I've been anti-James Harden forever, except for the first year that he was at his peak value. Then I jumped on the train because it was just too much to pass up. And he had that historic fantasy season. But generally speaking, I've been anti James Harden as much as possible. And this last year, you know, you had the uncertainty of the trade, but it started to seem like he was definitely going across. And then you had this question of like, okay, well, how long are these sides going to let it play out? And in my mind, I sort of landed on not that long. And really thinking, okay, hey, this guy is probably going to produce in sort of the second round range. And he went and he did that with a top 25 finish, and it was a great value. I don't know that that's going to happen again, though, because he just sort of proved it. He's got the big name. You know, as you mentioned, like he could go in the late second round. Maybe he falls into the third. Maybe he is the last guy standing for the Clippers. You know, Kawhi Leonard gets hurt. Paul George is in Philly. This becomes James Harden's team somehow. That all sounds great, right? You know, I'm painting this rosy picture here, but does he still have the juice at this age to like step into that value? I kind of wonder if he just like became an assists guy because he's like, I can't score the way I used to anymore. And so, but I can still get other people involved. So, hey, I'll just be the assist guy. And that actually really worked out well for his fantasy value. Do you think if he is the only guy that he'll be able to put up the buckets, like within reason, like not saying he'd be old James Harden, but like, is he have a scoring problem going forward? Is, I guess, my better question.
I think if Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are both there, yes, he does. I think if it's just him and Leonard, then I think he can still score. He can still get to the line whenever he wants. He's still got to step back. He's still James Harden. So no, I don't think he's ever going to lead the league in scoring or come close to it like he used to. It's definitely not the same guy anymore, but I still feel like he's got an offensive game. He's able to score.
Interesting. Russell Westbrook, he's got a $4 million player option. I got to think he opts out of that. Let's play this. If Russell Westbrook lands on a team that's got no talent, would you be in the Russell Westbrook business?
No, I would not.
Just flat out no.
He probably does want out. He probably wants to go somewhere else where he still views himself as a starter, right? He's probably offended that he came off the bench with the Clippers. He's like, oh man, I'm going to leave and go somewhere where I can start. Yeah. Good luck.
You know what? A lot of players who are like that, there's like a very good chance I don't like watching them play. I can't say that for Russ. I love watching that guy throw the ball to like the fifth row. I love watching him come down and uncork the craziest shot you've ever seen. The free throw thing is phenomenal. I don't know why it's like a morbid thing. I don't know. I just like watching.
That's hilarious.
Maybe it's something that I don't know. It's actually not that. But I do want to warn people about, you know, the dangers of getting overly in love with triple doubles. They aren't exactly everything, guys. And I think a lot of people in the NBA world really struggled to reconcile that, you know, just a couple years after he was getting those massive triple doubles, that the early signs of this Russell Westbrook were starting to set in. The last couple, maybe one name on the list, Ivica Zubac, almost a top 100 finish. And I don't know, I guess probably the last man standing there. Where would you be looking at Zubac? Is there anything really going on with Zubac? You know, obviously the tone of my voice says no, but what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys where I'm at the end of my draft and I need a center. Oh, Ivica Zubac is there. He starts. He gets 11 points and 9 boards. And he blocks a shot a game. Yeah, give me him. I think that's just who he is. And that's where he's going to stay, who he's going to be. Serviceable starting fantasy center, but certainly not someone you need to go after and reach for, say, someone like a Brook Lopez.
I want to know, did you get the enunciation right because of Andre or because you're just really good at this?
No, I knew it. It's Ivica Zubac. You've got his last name down, dude.
Hey man, that's half the battle right there. No, I'll tell you, being on the audio side here, as I've been, you know, it's a learning curve. It's a, it's been great. I will now know how to say NBA players' names correctly on the writing side and whatnot. Not that I've been doing so much of that. You can just skip that stuff. and still know the game of basketball, but I digress. Okay, we made it through the Clippers, and we got some great recommendations to watch the docudrama, if you will.
Clipped.
And Clipped. I can't wait to... I just finished Better Call Saul, so I hope the filmmaking and all of the creativity that goes into this is at the Better Call Saul level. I need something to watch.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be there. Tomorrow, sneaking in a Saturday episode for the Denver Nuggets, so that'll be fun. If you guys enjoy this show and you support what we're doing, feel free to subscribe, like, review, 5 stars, and that just helps us out. We can keep improving the show, and thank you very much for that. Stay on the lookout for all the promo stuff, NFL Draft Guide, All Sport Fantasy Pass, low rates, keep them for life, all that good stuff. Big thank you to Steve, Andre, and all of the folks involved with Sports Ethos that make the trains run on time. So thank you guys very much. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, be well.